We're up to the afternoon test. We're starting in Ches Amid Beis, the last line of the Amid. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi B'chanam Rabbi Yochanan. Noyech loy la'odom sheyovoy al sofak eishas ish, val yalbun p'nei chaveri b'rabim. Rather, a person should be bo on a sofak eishas ish, rather than being mevayish someone b'rabim. And Tais is mevur that it's even vade eishas ish, like we'll see in the end of the sugya. Minole. The Dorish Rav in Maidach Siv, a pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Ubitzali somchu v'nesofu koru v'loidomu. So the Gemara Darash is referring to the Maisa of David and Bathsheba. Yidua David was Baal Bathsheba. Zakrashi, the story was that Uriah was the husband of Bathsheba, and he was from the Chayolim of Beis David. And the minig was, the Chayolim of Beis David, when they went to war, they were scared they would get killed, and the wives would stay in Aguna, or the Krashi says, they would be Zakak Liyibam. So they used to give their wives a get al Tanai when they went to Muhammad, that if they get killed by Muhammad, the get should be Chalam Afreya, so Mele comes out that she's a Magresher since she's not a Yavam. Now Uriah at the end of the day was killed, but Bishaz David was Baal Bathsheba, he was still alive. So Mele at that time, she was a Safek Eishas Ish, because only afterwards, once he died, then it was Nizgal Al Mafreya that she's a Pnuya, but Bishaz, he was Baal, she was a Safek Eishas Ish. And the people, the Am was making Chayzik of David HaMelech, they were chapping him, they were Yoyed L'chayev because of this Maisa with Bathsheba. So David HaMelech said, Omer David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Golav Yidu l'fanecha, Shem Hoyu Mekarim Besori, Lo Hayidomi Shoyses L'Oretz. So Rashi teaches like this, Ubitzali is a Lashon of Isha, like it says, Vayiven Es HaTzele, the Isha Chava was built from the Tzele. So David HaMelech said, Ubitzali, regarding my wife, Samchu V'Nesafu, my enemies were Sameach about what I did, and they were mevayish me, and karu v'loidamu. If they would cut me up, v'loidamu, they wouldn't find any blood, because they were mevayish me, like we saw in the Gemara before, that ozel sumke v'asa chivri, it's like being shayfach dam of a person. V'loid, not only when they had nothing to do, were they making chayzik of me, ela filo b'shasha iskin b'negam v'holis, even when they were sitting and learning, b'negam v'holis of places which are the shverest the sugyas, b'alachas chamuris, still, they also took the opportunity to make chayzik of me. They used to tell me, David, Habal Eishas Ish, Misasei Bema. So they wanted to be Miramis to me that I was over on an Isra Eishas Ish. Vani Oimer Lehem, and I answered them, Misasei Bechanik. However, V'yeshter Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. If he does Tshuva, he ends up in Lo'ilam Haba. Aval, what you're doing is a lot worse. Hamalban is Pnei Chaveir Berabim, Ein Lechelik Lo'ilam Haba. So the Gemara says, Noich Lo'odim Shiova, Asafak Eishas Ish, the way Rashi learns, because David HaMelech said, what you're doing is worse than what I did. I was Baal Safakashas Ish. What you're doing is a Malu Pnei Chavei Abiram. But Taisus says, we'll see in the Gemara clear, that even Bavadi Eishas Ish, David HaMelech said, that Habal Eishas Ish Misasei Bechanik. He's talking about Avadi Eishas Ish. And even that is better than Hamal Pnei Chavei Abiram. Ben Yehuda says, in Santa Pshat, that Avadi, a person shouldn't be Baal Eishas Ish, rather than Hamal Pnei Chavei Abiram. But it means if someone is getting his blood spilled, people are choishishim, that he was bo al safik eishas ish, he shouldn't remove the blame and say who did it in order to deflect the chshad of him being bo al safik eishas ish. Rather, he should be nechshed al safik eishas ish instead of saying who did it, because by saying who did it, he's being mal p'nei chaveir b'rabim. But if someone accuses him of being bo al vadei eishas ish, then he should deflect the blame and not be accused of being a Baal Eishas Ish Vade, as I like the Ben Yoyod. Taisvis argues on Rashi, he says the Chayol Beis David did not give a get al Tanai. Taisvis learns they gave the get Ba'ifin Vadai, and in order to prevent someone should marry their wives before they come back, and like this they'll be stuck, they won't be able to remarry their wives, they used to give the get Bitzinah. The Masha'am Sechtas Gittin brings down that this is the Makar for Takana Rabbi Chilmi Paris, that he was mesakan that a shchiv merah should give a get gomer without a tanai, and in order not to be worried that someone might marry her and then if he gets better he won't have his wife back, they were mesakan that he should make a new shidduch right after the get, and they made a chet that they made a cherim for anyone that marries her before he's oimid mechayliza. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mazrutu ba'tevia omer rav v'amri lo omer rav chana bar bizna omer rav shem chaside v'amri lo omer rav yoichim shem shem ben yichai noyech loy lo odom sheyapel atzme de kiv shana ish val yalbim p'nei chaveri b'ram. Rather, a person should throw himself into a fire and be killed rather than being mevayish someone. Minolam, mitomer, dechsiv, he mutzes vihi sholchal chamiya. The story was that they accused her of being nivel to someone. She was a yevama, and it was really Yehuda. And instead of saying that it was Yehuda and getting out of Misa, she just sent him over there, the chesemes of the psilim, to be meramis to him that I'm pregnant from you, to see if he would own up himself. But if not, she was willing to go into the fire because she didn't want to be mevayishim. So this is the makar. Now, Taisus in Masechet Saita in Daf Yud asks Akasha, based on this gemara, it sounds like the din is Yehorek Val Yavr. So why isn't Malm Pnei Chaveri B'Rab mentioned together with the Gimel Averis Chamuris of Yehorek Val Yavr? So Taisus says that a Havonis Ponim is not Meforish B'Toyre, and the Gemara only chapped on those Averis of a Dizorgular Ayish V'Chizdom, which are Meforish B'Toyre. Is Mevur in Taisus that he holds the Enachanami, that Mikra Dinir is Yehorek Val Yavr. Rabbeinu Yoinin Shar Chuvin Shar Gimel also says that it's Yehorek Val Yavr, and it's Bechlal of Izrayu, the Ritzicha, so it's Nichlal in the Din of Ritzicha. So the Chayr comes out from Taisus Rabbeinu Yoinin that Midina, a person, is Mechayr to be Meiser Nefesh on the Indian of a Halbanas Panim. However, the Meiri in Brochus, he learns that it's not like that. He learns that Chazal is Divrei Agadav, Loi Divrei Halacha. It's Miderech HaMusr, but LaHalacha, a person is not Mechuyev to be Moiser Nefesh for Albanas Ponim. Pshem Zalman is done, according to Rabbeinu Yoine, could a person be Mechal Shabbos to save someone from Albanas Ponim, just like you'd be Mechal Shabbos to save someone from Misa, so maybe you can Mechal Shabbos to save someone from embarrassment. Omer of Chanina Bereider Avidi, Maidich Siv, Voleisoinu Isha Samisoi. Bainos Dvorim uses a Lashon Amisoi. Bainos Momen it says Ochiv. So Bidarshin Amisoi Am She Itcha. Amisoi is Kilu, it's two words. Am She Am Itcha. That the Isra Bainos Dvorim is Dafke Am She Itcha Betoyer Bemitzvah. Dafke for Erlich Yid, a person who's not a Balaveir, there's an Isra Bainos Dvorim. Al Teineu. Mashenkin Bainos Momen is even someone who's not a Erlich Yid. A person should be more careful in Einoz Dvarim of Ishtai being Mitzara's wife. When she's gechepet, she cries a lot quicker than a man. So mele, because she cries, that causes the Rebbeinu Shloim to be managed, the one who's ma'aneh her, a lot quicker. Omer Belozer, miyoyim shenechev beis hamigdash ninalu sharei tefillah. Shenemar gam ki ezek vashaveya sosim tefilosi, that the tefillos are blocked from going up. Doesn't mean they're blocked. The gam yishtet meforashim, it means that it's a lot more difficult since churban beis hamikdash for tefillos to be niskabel. Ve'af al pi shesharei tefillah ninalu, sharei demois lo ninalu. But when a person cries, that breaks through easily. Shenemar shimat tefilosi Hashem v'shavosi yazina el demosi al techrash. So Rashi teaches shimat tefilosi Hashem is a lashon bakasha. We're mevakesh the Rebbeinu Shlom, please listen to our tefillah. El Demosi Al Techesh is not a bakash, El Demosi Al Techesh is a statement. El Demosi Al Techesh, I'm sure you're not going to be quiet in the face of my Demois. Because Shara Demois, Leininul, they go straight up. The Imram Shiv says, there's a little bit shver on the Lashon, we say in Tzlichis, man, Chnisei Dima, Chnisei Demoisein, Mufrei Melech Misratza B'Demois. Why do we need people to be Machnis the Demois? If it says Shara Demois, Leininul, you don't need any help. So I feg the Imram Shiv.
Someone who follows his wife's eitzah blindly, just listening to the wife without thinking things over,
the pasuk says Rak lahoyu ka'achav asher hismakir lasus rab b'ini Hashem. There was no one as bad as Achav, and the pasuk finishes off asher esato isoy izevul ishtoy, that the cause of his rishis was because he listened to his wife. Omli rav papa labai ayva amri inshi. People say a memory itzach gutze gochen v'tilcheshlo. If your wife is short, bend down to listen to what she has to say. Is mashma that you should listen to what your wife has to say. So the gemara tzvei terutzim loy kasha habe mili da alma habe mili da beisa. Mili da alma, you shouldn't listen to her. Mili da beisa, things that are specific to the household that she's in charge of, that you listen to her. L'shnachrine habe mili da shmaya. When it comes to mili da shmaya, that's the husband's department, he shouldn't listen to her. Habe mili da alma. L'chayr, according to Lishna Basra, is mashma that not only mili de beisa, but even mili da alma, you should also listen to her, except mili de shmaya. Omer av chizdik, kol ha-sha'orim nin'olim. Rashi says sha'orim is referring to sharei tefillah. All sharei tefillah are nin'ol. It's not so easy
to get through the doors with tefillah, chutz mishara ino. Shenemar, when it comes to ino, someone who davens about someone that's chepping him, so Rashi, atzoyik al ino's dvorim, ein ashar ninul b'fonov. Shenemar, hine Hashem nitzav al chaymes anoch uviyodoy anoch. Anoch is a type of measuring tool. It's a long string with a rock on the bottom. In order to make a straight line, you hold that down. It's a very exact measurement. So Pasha Pshat saying over the Rebbeinu Shloilem exacts din, midas hadin over here, exactly the way it should be. Chazal's darshan over the loshon anoch, loshon of ino. And the Mashal explains that someone that stands on a chayme, he could see from far. Someone that's below the chayme, he can't see through the wall. But if you're on top of the wall, you can see over the wall. So the Rebbeinu Shloilem sees all anoch, amemele, if someone davens for ino, that someone's bothering him, the Rebbeinu Shloilem listens to that a lot quicker. Generally, if someone doesn't avey, the Rebbeinu Shloilem sends shluchim to punish. However, when it comes to the avey of ino, the Rebbeinu Shloilem himself punishes. Shenemar u biyodoy anoch. When it comes to anoch, loshon of ino, it's biyodoy, it's biyad Hashem. He gives out midas hadin. Amar bavo gimul ein apargid ninul b'fneim. There's no mechitza in front of three Averis, the Rebbeinu Shloilem constantly sees them. I know the Gezel Avei Dezara. I know the Chsiv B'yodei Anoch. The Rebbeinu Shloilem constantly sees that I know. Gezel the Chsiv Chomez V'shoid Yishome Ba'al Ponai Tomid. Chomez, we're talking about Gezel, it's always Al Ponai Tomid. The Rebbeinu Shloilem constantly sees it. There's nothing that hides it from the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Avei Dezara, the Chsiv Ha'am Hamachisim Oisi Al Ponai Tomid. Again, it's constantly in front of the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Amar Rav Yehuda lo'ilam yehi adam zor b'tfuah b'tech beiseh. A person should always make sure that there's tfuah in his house, that he has parnasa. She'ein merivim b'tuyah b'tech beiseh shal adam el al iske tfuah. Most machlaikas in the house has to do because of a lack of tfuah. She'nemar asom gevulech sholem. How? By chelev chitim yazbich. If a person has enough chitim, then his gevulech sholem. Amar Rav Papa hayna da amri inshi. That's the memory that people say. Kemishlam sari mekadeh. When the sa'irim are finished from the barrel, nokish va'asi tigre bebeisa, machlaikis knocks at your door. As long as there's food in the house, things are b'shalom. V'omer avchinna by papa, lo'ilam yehi adam zor b'tvua b'tach beisa. A person should make sure that specifically he has tvua in his house. Even if he has other things, he should make sure there's tvua there. Shalei nikru yisrael dalim el al iske tvua, because the lashon dal applies to a lack of tvua. I guess a person doesn't want to have that he should be called Dal Shanema. Vahoyim Zari Yisro, Uksiv, Anocha Pasik, Vayachnu Aleim, it says, Vayter Vayashchisu as Yavula Oritz, they destroyed the Tvua. And then it says, Uksiv, Vayidal Yisro Moid, Mepnei Midian, they were called Dalim because of a lack of Tvua. So a person should always make sure to have Tvua, he shouldn't be called a Dal. So the Gemara Vayter, Vahomer Bchelbe Lo'ilim, He Adam Zor Bekvayd Ishte, a person should always be Nizer to be mechaber his wife, she'in brachem mitzuy b'tech beisa shal odom el b'shvil ishta, she'nemar l'avrom heitiv b'avura. So here would be mashum that it's in the karas ha'toiv, that hayoiz the bracha comes b'schos ishtoi, so mele you should be mechaber. But the Gemara says, v'ayter v'hayna de omel rov l'b'nei mechuzah, o'ikiru den ishaichu ki heichi d'tisatru. Be mechaber your wives in order that you should become rich. So here it's mashma, that not that you should be mechabed them because you're getting parnasa through them. You should be mechabed them in order to get parnasa, because they're the source of the bracha in the house. And by being mechabed them, they'll be able to bring bracha into the house. Zog the Gemara Tanan Hasam Chotchu Chulyas V'Nosan Choyl Bin Chulyu L'Chulyu. We're talking about a tanner over here. They used to make tanurim from cheres. So the way they made it, Rashi says, is they cut a circle of cheres, and they attached a whole bunch of these circles, one on top of the other, till it became like a big pot. And in between each circle of cheres, they put some tit, some choyl, cement between it, in order it should be attached together. It should look like one big pot, and they used to put the coals on the bottom. So the shayla is, do we view this as a kli cheres, which is mekabel tumah, or as a kli adamah, which is not mekabel tumah? These circles were made out of cheres, and they were put into the oven, which is the way to make a kli cheres. Masha'in came, the tit that they put in between, they didn't put it in the oven, and that's daimit to adam. So, Rebelezer Mitar, Tanhasam, Chotchu Chulis, Venosam Chol, Mechol, Yilchol, Rebelezer Mitar, he gave it a din as kli adam. The Chacham Mitam, and the Chacham held, that has a din of kli cheres. Zog the Gemara, v'zehu taner shel achnoi. This taner is the famous taner shel achnoi. Achnoi is a lashon of a snake. May achnoi? Amar Yehuda amar Shmuel, shekifu dvarim ka'achnezu v'tim'u. A snake circles himself. Snakes lay in a circle. The snake's tail is near his mouth. So too, the Chacham circled Reb Elazar with kashas to argue on him, because they held that it was a kli and he held it wasn't a kli. And they were metamet tana ba'isei hayoyim. Heishiv Reb Elazar called Shuvas Sheba'olam to prove his point that this is considered a kli adam, it's not mekabel tumah. But the kiblu amen at the Chacham were not mekabel his words, they argued on him. Amar lahem, I'll prove the halacha is like me. Im halacha kamoisi chorev zeh yechiach. There was a boxer tree outside the Bes Medrash, and he said, this will prove that I'm right. Nekar chorevim kaimim meyam, v'amru da'arbe meyasam. The tree was ripped out of its place, either it went flying meya ame or 400 ames. Amruloi e mevin raim and achorev, can't bring a raya from a tree. Chazar v'amulem im halacha kamoisi ames hamayim yechichu. The water that's flowing over here in this river is going to prove my point. Chazru amas hamayim lachirayim. The water started flowing backwards. Amr lo yeim evin raayim amas hamayim. Chazru v'amr lahem malacha kemaisi koisle besamedish yechichu. The walls of this medish should be mechiyach like me. Hitu koisle besamedish lipel. The walls of this medish started caving in and it was going to fall down. The Goyin says, what's the significance of these three rayas that he brought from a tree, from the water, and then from the Bes Medrash? He's trying to prove to them that halacha kemaisa, because he has the three qualities that Talmud Chacham needs. He has the mida of his stapkus, the mida of anove, and amelas b'teir. A mida of his stapkus was the raya from the chorav. It says there, b'chanina ben daisa, daile b'kav charuvin me'erv Shabbos to'erv Shabbos. The amasamayim is a raya to anove, because water goes mimakam gevoy lemakam namach. Vayta the Bismedish is a symbol of Hasmada, and he was trying to say, therefore, halacha kemoisa. When Rabbi Yeshua saw the walls of the Bismedish caving in, Gar behem Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua screamed at the walls and told him, Im tamid chacham nazchem zeh zeh b'alacha, if chacham are fighting in halacha, atem matifchem, what do you have to mix in? So at the end, lo noflum pnei kvodesh Rabbi Yeshua, the walls didn't cave in because of the kavod Rabbi Yeshua screamed at them. V'leizakfu, they didn't straighten out, m'nei kvoidin shor b'lezer, who said they should collapse. And it stayed that way, v'adayin matum v'aimdin, and it stayed in its state of b'emtze nefila. Chazav amalem, Reb Elazar said v'ayte, im halacha kemoisi, min ha-shamayim yechichu, they should bring a raya from shamayim, the halacha is like me. Yatsu sabaskal, v'amr malachem eitz Reb Elazar, shalacha kemoisi b'chal mokum, why are you fighting with Reb Elazar? We paskal like him b'chal mokum. The Torah is not b'shamayim. What's meant? This my loy b'shamayim. He Amr Biyirmi is shekvar nitna Torah mehar Sinai. Once the Torah was given mehar Sinai, now the Rebbein Shem is not a balabas on the Torah anymore. The chachmei Torah, they're the balabatim. Ain anu mashgichem bebaskel shekvar kusafta b'har Sinai b'Torah. Acher Rabbim lahatas hayoyis reiv chacham hold not like a Belezer. Even if the Rebbein Shem agrees with him, so nishkanaf kamina. Once the Rebbein Shem gave the Torah, the loch is you go acher Rabbim. Even if Bezdin paskin something wrong, we say you're supposed to go leisaser from what the Chacham tell you, Yomin is smoil. Even if they say Al Yamin Shu smoil, you have to listen to him. So didn't Acher Abim Lahatis. So maybe he wasn't the spoil from the Baskel. Ashkecher Reb Noson Leo. He found Reb Leo Novi. Omelie my Ovid Kuchibricha Bo Hishaita. What did the Bani Shalom do at the time when Rabbi Yeshua said Loi Bashamayim? Omelie Kachayik Vomid the Bani Shalom smiled and he said Nitzchuni Bona and Nitzchuni. That they're talking right. Even if I hold like this, but once I gave him the Torah, shteit apsak acher abim lahatis. Amru oise hayoyim heviu kaltares shetira belezer v'sar from beish. Because the story over here, that Tana Shel Achnoi, this whole maisa with Rebelezer and the Chacham came about because the Shaila came into Bes Medrash. There was this Tana Shel Achnoi that was made with these cholias. And something, Tomei Asheretz, fell into this tanner. And then they used this tanner to bake taras. So Reb Elazar held that there's no problem, the taras are Torah, because the taner was never mekabel tumah, it's a kli adam. Chacham held, no, it's a kli cheres, was mekabel tumah, and now the taras became tumah. So Isa Yehim Heviyu called taras Shatir Reb Elazar v'sar from Beish. They burnt all these taras, because the shitasim was tumah. V'nimnu olav ubarchuhu. And they got together b'minyan, and they put Reb Elazar into cheirim, because he was arguing on them. Who's going to go be my dear Reb Elazar that he was put into Cheirim? Let me go.
because maybe someone who's not Adam Hagen will go instead of me, V'yodiyoy, and Rebbe Elazar will be highly insulted because the person won't say it with the proper derech eretz. Rebbe Elazar, with his koyach hatayre, will be able to machir kol olam kulay. So let me go, I can mafayis him a little bit. Ma aser Rebbe Akiva, lovish shchayrim v'nisatav shchayrim, he dressed in black like an oval. V'yashar lefon of berichik arba amas. And he sat far away from Rebbe Elazar, dalet amas away. Omele Rebbe Elazar, Akiva, ma yoimi yamayim, what's today different than all other days that you're not sitting near me and you're dressed in black? Omeloi, Rebbe kemedumali shechaveirim b'deilim imcha. I have a feeling that Tamid HaChacham separated themselves from you, machmas nidui. So he chapped, they put him into nidui. Afu kare begadu v'cholitz min olav v'nishmat v'yoshav agavi karke. Rebbe Elazar ripped his clothing, he took his shoes off, and he sat on the ground like a menudah is supposed to do. And zolgo ein of demoyis, he was crying from tzar that they put him into nidui. Because of that, loka ha'olam shlish b'zeisim, shlish b'chitim, shlish b'soyrim. The world had a tremendous makkah because of Rebbe Elazar's tzar. A third of the zeisim, a third of the chitim, and a third of the soyrim, the world was destroyed. V'yesh ha'imrim, av batzik shebidei isha tofach, that the dough that women were holding in their hand at the time spoiled. Ton ach godl hoye ba'isa hayoyim. Rashi's gair is taka ach godl. Rashi says makkah gedoyle. And Sperus Hashal says, af godl, it was a tremendous charoin af. Shebechal mokim shenosom ba'ein of Rebbe Elazar nisraf. Wherever Rebbe Elazar looked, it caused a strafe. The af Rebbe Gamliel, who was a brother-in-law of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Gamliel's sister was married to Rebbe Elazar. The af Rebbe Gamliel hoyibob is svina. At that time, Rebbe Gamliel was at sea. Omadol of nachshar le'toyve. A big wave came to drown Rebbe Gamliel, to capsize the ship. Omar Rebbe Gamliel chapped what was going on. He said, "Kemedum li she'in zel b'shul Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus." Kinnir, this is all, this whole wave that's coming to capsize the ship is because of the covet of Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus, because Rebbe Gamliel was from the Reish of the Bezdin that put him into Nidui. Omad al Ragav Omar, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Golav Yidu Lefanecha, Shalay Lechvoidi Asisi, Vloy Lechvoid Beis Abba Asisi, El Lechvoidcha. What I put him into Nidui wasn't for the egg and the covet, it was for your covet, Shalay Yibba Mechleikas B'Yisrael. People should listen to the Rab. Otherwise, every person is going to argue on the Chacham. After he was mispal, nochayom mizafoy, the yam calmed down. Imis Shalom, that was her name, the visu de Rebbe Elazar, that was Rebbe Elazar's wife, she was achse de Rebbe Gamliel's sister, havia. Mahu ma'isev eilech, after this story that they put him into nidur, they have a shofkele de Rebbe Elazar lemeipel al ape. She never let him fall on his hand, falling tachlan. She knew that if he falls tachlan with his tfilis, he's going to be able to cause damage to her brother. Hahu yoime. So the Ritva asks, what did she do to a whole day she used to watch him, that he shouldn't fall Tachan? So he says, no, she always watched him between Shemon Esrei and Tachan, because you can't be mafsik between Shemon Esrei and Tachan. So Mele, if once he was mafsik, Perek Zman, she knew he's not going to say Tachan anymore. Hahu yoyim reish yarcha have, she thought it was Rish Chodesh. So Mele, she didn't bother watching him because she figured it's Rish Chodesh, she's not going to say Tachan. But she made a mistake. V'ichluf la b'molei l'chaser. She thought that the previous month was a chaser. Today's the 30th day. So today's Rish Chodesh. The Maaseh, the previous month was a Molei. So Lamed belongs to the previous month. And tomorrow, Lamed Aleph is going to be Rish Chodesh. So he fell tach, and she thought it was Rish Chodesh. Ikeda Amri, the mistake was because Asa Anya V'koya Bove Afika Lerifte. Oni knocked on the door while she went to the door to give him some bread. That's when he fell tach. When she came back, she saw that he took a fell tachan. Omrele, she told him, "Come, get up. Katlis la'ochi, you killed my brother." Adahochi nafik shipurim beis Rebbe Gamliel. The shochet. A message came from Gamliel's house. That's true. That what she said was true. Rebbe Gamliel was nifter. Omrele Rebbe Elazar asked to be no yadah. No yadahs. How did you know that your brother was nifter? Omrele kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. Beis avi abba refers to David HaMelech because the Nesiim. Rebbe Gamliel was from the Beis Hanasi, so was his sister. They were enikluch medavon hamelach. Kach mekublanim beis avi abba. Kol ha'sha'orim ninolim chutz mishara inoa. All the sha'orim are ninol b'fnei ha'tvila, except shara inoa, because a person that is nisane, he has tsar halev, and he's korev l'hoyri demois, and that causes the Rebbein Shem to listen very quickly. So I knew that because you're in a matzav of tsar, your tvilas are going to get answered. Toner Rabban, hama'ane is hager, someone who chapes with hager, over b'shloish alavin, v'haloichtzoi, someone who presses him for money, over b'shnai, ma'ishno ma'ane, d'chsi b'shloish alavin,
Because it says, V'ger lo yisoynu, one. V'chiyogir itcha ger ba'aratzachem lo yisoynu oisoy. Then it says, lo yisoynu ish es hamisoy. That's not a pasuk specifically by ger. V'ger v'chlal hamisoy hu. And a ger is also considered hamisoy, so we have three. V'chik d'gmar lo yichtzen amish lo yishik sivi. It says, v'lo yisachatzenu, which talks about ger. Loshna pasuk over the ear is, v'ger lo yisoynu v'lo yisachatzenu. It says, v'ger lo yisilchitz. And then it says, a general pasuk, v'lo yisiyaloi kenoisha. V'ger b'chlalu, just like ger is b'chlal amisach, it's also b'chlal the regular dinner. They see like kenosha. So the gemara enochanam ele echadzev echadzev b'shloisha say to be malchitz a ger and say to be ma'ana ger your ever shloisha lav. Tanya blazer god loim prima his here toyer b'lamed vav mukaymis v'amla b'memvav mukaymis 36 or 46 different places in the toyer. The toyer is mazer b'negei a kavod of a ger. So the gemara mepnei shesuroi ra. Rashi in Hari says Surah, even though it has a samach, is doimit to a sin. Sorei ra, his sar, his yetzahara, is very strong, and we're scared that if you're going to chep him, he's going to go back to his roots and go out the tar b'sura. So the more ma'idach siv v'ger lo yisoyne v'lo yisachatzenu ki gerim ha'isim b'eretz Mitzrayim. What's the connection? Don't be ma'anahim because you were in Eretz Mitzrayim ager. So the Gemara, Reb Nosson Aymer, mum shabach al teimer l'chavach. A person should never denigrate someone with a mum that he himself has. And Mele, don't call him a ger, because you yourself were also a ger when you were Mitzrayim. But Haimu Damri Inshi, the Zokif Le Zekife Bidiyutke, Loi Neimele Lechavre Zokif Benisa. So Trashi, someone that has in his family a person that was hung on the gallows, he shouldn't tell other people, go hang for me this fish. Because just using the word hanging is a gnai for him, because in his family, hanging happened, which is a davar megunah. So here too, you also stam from geirim, so maybe don't use the term geir on a geir.